Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as I like to do, I am joined now from the probably lofty confines of Yuma, Arizona, by a writer who is the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type on the planet when it comes to the gun culture, and that would be Ammoland. So that makes the writer, of course, Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
And let's lead off with this, which is your latest punished work, or punished, published. We're talking about punishment, but this the latest one published, which was published February the 20th. This is about coming out of North Dakota.
Well, what this bill is an attempt to create some justice in our system where we have a lack of it currently. And that is, even though you are considered innocent until proven guilty, just going through the process of finding yourself not guilty after you have been accused, if a prosecutor decides to charge you, the punishment is the process itself. You lose enormous amount of time and treasure simply defending yourself in the judicial system, where you may lose your job, you may be locked up for a period of time, you may have enormous amount of fees that you have to pay to an attorney to defend you. And the system itself imposes punishment by the process you have to go through to get to a trial and to be found not guilty. So, there have been numerous cases like this. Probably the most prominent recent case is the Kyle Rittenhouse case out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that was nationally televised. A lot of people understand it. Kyle was locked up for a couple months. His bond was put at, I think it was, $1.5 million. He had to go through an extensive process. GoFundMe people decided that he was not politically correct enough to access funding of hundreds of thousands of dollars that had been collected for his defense. So he had to drop that and go to another system, give them go. I mean, he went through almost 2 years of absolute horror, merely to get to the point that he was found not guilty of all charges. And this was when everything that was under contention, almost everything, was on video and easily available to the prosecutors before they ever started what appears to me to have been a political prosecution designed to punish him. So, legislators in North Dakota not that terribly far from Wisconsin, I would say, have said, we want to build into the system a means whereby if somebody is accused of a crime and they claim self-defense, and then eventually they are found to be not guilty, then they will be reimbursed for their costs in defending themselves, including the time that they had to spend doing it, during which they could not earn an income. Now, the current bill doesn't say this is a must-happen thing. They give a judge discretion to decide if it should be paid out or not. But Washington State has a bill that is very similar, except they don't give the judge discretion. They say if a person is found not guilty after they've been prosecuted in a self-defense case, the prosecution has to pay their costs. So this is kind of a somewhat weaker version of the Washington State bill. And the Washington State bill has been in existence for, let's see, about 40 years. It was first passed in 1977, so 45 years ago. And over time, the Washington State bill was modified to make sure that a person actually got paid. They changed a little bit of the wording. You're dealing with lawyers here, so if there's a loophole they can wiggle out of, they will tend to do so. But the Washington State bill has stood the test of time, and I think there is an excellent chance that this North Dakota bill will become law, and over time maybe it'll get tweaked to become a little better. But this seems just basic justice to me. If you have someone who is found to be not guilty, we should not have punished them with the process of getting to that point. Now, something that happened just recently, just before I wrote the article, was that a whole bunch of North Dakota state attorneys lobbied the legislature to say, don't pass this bill. It's a terrible bill. Well, of course, they're against it because it diminishes their power. Right now, prosecutors are some of the most powerful people in our system because the Supreme Court, and it was about that 75 or 6, the Supreme Court heard a case and decided that prosecutors had to have absolute immunity for anything they did while prosecuting. So prosecutors can lie, they can suborn witnesses, they can recruit false witnesses, they can cover up evidence, they can refuse to release exculpatory evidence, and as long as they claim they're doing it as part of their prosecution, they can't be sued for it under the Supreme Court decision. Now, once they actually put a person in jail because of it, then they have more potential for being sued. But if it comes out of not guilty, or if they drop the charges at the last minute, they're immune from lawsuit. And so that makes prosecutor positions extremely powerful, as George Soros figured out, and that's one of the reasons why we have all these leftist attorney generals and prosecutors across the United States, because if you control that office, you control a whole lot of what happens in the judicial system.
Hang on right there for me, if you will. This article is it's on the front page of Amoland.com. And Dean follows. The stuff that Dean follows is so wide and varied. I don't really know how to say that he actually writes in a certain niche, because he covers so many different things. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again from Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. And are we done with that first one? Do we need to move on to the next one?
Yeah, I think we covered the North Dakota law, where they're hoping to pass that a bill to reimburse people who are found not guilty in self-defense cases, you know, pretty well. So let's move on to the next one.
So let's talk about in New Jersey, because New Jersey is a target-rich environment for these kinds of cases. And I kind of think they sort of look and trying to copy New York, which that's sort of stupid because New York was the inspiration for the Bruin decision, but, you know.
They do. I mean, I think they almost took the New York approach, and they might have made a little bit of changes in it. You know, I think they probably changed the words New York. If I took York out and put Jersey in there, I mean, you know, I'm suspecting they didn't make the change. You know, I've seen laws where they actually forgot to take out place names, where they copied the law from another bill intact. But I don't know if they did that here. But what happened in this article that we're talking about is about the Bruin decision, which, of course, is a very strong Second Amendment decision, which elaborated on and expanded the logic from the Heller decision. And after the Heller decision, you had a number of states, California being one of the most prominent with the Ninth Circuit, and then in New York, too, with I think that's the Second Circuit, where these circuit courts of appeal, the judges on him just said, we don't agree with Bruin. We're going to figure out some way to get around it. And that's what they did. They created this very complex system that said, well, you know, it's a two-step process, and we have to go to a three-step process after that, and we're going to look and see if the government really thinks it's a good idea, and if it does, we're going to say the Second Amendment doesn't apply, pretty much. So they tried to gut the Second Amendment with this complicated process. And in Bruin, Clarence Thomas said, no. He said, that's not acceptable. So what he did was create a simple process. And the process was, look at the law. Does it violate the Second Amendment? You know, is it something the Second Amendment is? You know, if the law says you can't blow soap bubbles in the park, it's not a Second Amendment issue. But if it says you can't carry a gun in the park, then it's a Second Amendment issue. And then you say, was it acceptable in law and in custom in the new American Republic, when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791, to infringe on the rights protected by the Second Amendment in the way that this new modern bill that you're checking out does? And if it wasn't acceptable in 1791, it's not acceptable now, because they ratified the Second Amendment to do away with the government's ability to just say we want to pass a law because we want to. And what happened after Bruin was New York, particularly California to a lesser extent, but New York said, we're going to defy the Supreme Court. We don't like what the Supreme Court did, and we're just going to make a bill so that what the Supreme Court did in Bruin doesn't count. Of course, they've been slapped out. But then New Jersey said, yeah, yeah, just like New York. And they passed bills very similar to New York. And so they have a bunch of lawsuits against the implementation of these bills. And one of the bills went before a judge, a federal district judge in New Jersey. Her name is Renee Marie Bum. And this lawsuit was Coons v. Reynolds, And it basically was saying, you can't just defy the Supreme Court and decide you're going to call things different names and do the same stuff you've been doing for the last 50 years. You know, ruined the system says you can't do that. And the judge, Marie, said, right. The Supreme Court said this is the way you do it. I'm going to do it that way. And I'm putting a temporary restraining order to prevent the enforcement of this law that violates the Second Amendment. And this first lawsuit covered, or the temporary restraining order covered very specific things. It says you can't just declare that anywhere alcohol is served, nobody can have a gun. You can't just declare all private property is a sensitive area where people can't have guns unless the private property owner puts out a big sign saying, you can have a gun specifically here. And that you can't just say all automobiles are private property, which is a sensitive place. I mean, they were really stupid, egregious violations of Second Amendment rights. And she said, we're putting a restraining order on it right now. So another group of people filed another lawsuit, which was going to a different court. And it covered the same law. But in that lawsuit, they were going for more of these sensitive areas, so-called sensitive areas, that where New Jersey was trying to figure out a way to wiggle around the Bruin decision. And the state had said, we want this law to continue to go forward and grant a summary judgment to us to not have a temporary restraining order so that the law can go into effect. And we want to incorporate the other law that Judge Renee already ruled on and bring it into this lawsuit because they're essentially the same thing, and we want it to go to this other judge. You know, it's a pretty brazen thing, you know. Well, let's go to this judge and not that judge. The other judge already ruled against us.
Hang on real quick. We're coming up on the next break. You can expand on that when we get back. That's the judge shopping part. That always cracks me up. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Alex Murdaugh, who is on trial for murder in the deaths of his wife and son, is testifying in his own defense. The former South Carolina attorney took to the stand today and described how he stole money from his law firm and why.
How did you get in such a financial predicament? Led you to steal money that wasn't yours?
I was spending so much money on pills.
Murdaugh says he hired a man to kill him so his surviving son, Buster, would get his life insurance. A major storm canceling flights and leaving people without power around the U.S. Michigan's power outages are reported to be at more than 800,000 people in the dark. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled today. TMZ reports Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the deadly shooting on the set of Rust in New Mexico. He has multiple conditions for his release, including not owning a gun. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this case that just happened in New Jersey. Is it legal for them to try? I mean, shouldn't they be going through the appeals process if they lose a decision somewhere?
Well, what they're trying to do, and it's a common tactic, is delay. If we can stop this for a while here and get these the judge to hear this motion and that motion, and we can delay and delay and delay, they're hoping for a miracle. The law is clearly against them. The Supreme Court is against them. It's obvious to anybody who really looks at it that they're in the wrong. But if they can delay long enough, they're hoping an asteroid will come down and strike the Supreme Court, and they'll get, you know, a bunch of leftist judges appointed by Joe Biden. So it's bizarre that, but they're so invested in this idea that the government should never be limited in any way. And that's why they hate the Second Amendment. You know, it limits what the government can do. And so they're willing to do anything. They go out on these outrageous extreme limbs just to delay for a few days. So what happened here, by the way, is that you had these two cases, and they said, well, we don't like this judge, and we got another case just like it. You should consolidate the cases and consolidate them with the other judge. And they were... the way the procedure works in New Jersey and in the federal courts, the other judge basically got to decide. And she said, well, these cases are very similar. But Renee has already done a lot of work on this case. She understands what's going on a lot better than I do. Why should I have to do all her work all over again? Yes, the two cases are consolidated, and they're consolidated under Renee, the first judge, which is proper, which is what she should have done. But it must have frustrated the people who were representing the state of New Jersey considerably, because I'm sure it's exactly the opposite of the result they desired.
Well,
so I do see that a lot of what we're seeing in the system is just delay tactics. Delay, delay, delay. I mean, as I mentioned, the asteroid hitting the Supreme Court.
Right.
Well, how about, you know, President Biden just says, we don't need no stinking Supreme Court. You know, we're going to have this executive order.
Well, I mean, I know Biden does. He likes to play that game and everything else. I just think at some point it's going to become an untenable situation with him. So
I think we're reaching that point.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, no, one of the things you point out, though, is how fast these things are moving through the courts.
Much faster than we've seen. Yes, much faster than we've seen previously. I mean, we've had cases. I remember one case in D.C., where it was delayed for 2 years by a judge who just said, I got more important things to do. And it became one of the pivotal cases in Second Amendment jurisprudence. But the judge just didn't want to hear it. So he just delayed. I got other stuff. You know, we'll delay for another few weeks, another couple months. Eventually, the lawyer, Mr. Gura, who was, you know, the one who won the Heller case,
right,
was able to get another judge to hear the case, but it took a lot of time and effort.
But I mean, in order to do that, there's a process to go through. Not just, what he was doing was he was trying to expedite the matter, and what New Jersey is trying to do is trying to slow it down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know that those are tactics that are used. I think it's illegitimate, but to do the deliberate slowing in this way. But remember, we're talking about people who do not think the Constitution is actually legitimate.
Well,
and there are a lot of people on the other side who believe the USA.
But isn't that
illegitimate country?
Isn't. Isn't that, though, what they that whole thing is primarily based on the fact that the Bill of Rights works as long as they can use that 10th Amendment to take rights away, right? The power is not vested in the federal government, then fall to the state governments. Except, could the argument be made that since the Second Amendment restrains the federal government, that by extension restrains the states?
Well, I think it could. Now, early on in the Republic, in the first roughly 30 years, 40 years, there were a lot of people who thought that the Second Amendment applied to the state governments as well. And there were court cases where judges said, yeah, that's the way it is. But in 1833, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bill of Rights did not apply to the states. It only applied to the federal government. And that's one of the things that led up to the Civil War. And then after the Civil War, legislature, the national legislature said, well, you know, that was really bad. We want to make sure that rights that are sacred under the Constitution apply to the states, that the state governments can't just violate everybody's rights if they want to. And so then they passed the 14th Amendment to ensure that that was the case. And it's the 14th Amendment that is being used to apply the Second Amendment to the states now. So, yes, the states have to abide by the Second Amendment because the 14th Amendment has incorporated the Second Amendment as law applying to the state governments and lower governments as well, not just state.
Yeah.
You know, state, local, city, county.
There's never going to be. We're never going to wake up and have a day where there's not some state trying to take rights, are we?
Well, they've always had. We've had states trying to take rights away from the beginning of the republic. Not all the rights, not all in the same way, but the decision I talked about, and it didn't happen so much in the very early first years. But it, remember, the founders studied government. And one of the things that they decided was people in government are evil and rapacious and power hungry and greedy, and they will do what they can to take people's rights when it's convenient for them to do so. So that's why they put in things like the Bill of Rights and the different levels of government that work against each other, and why they built the Constitution as for one of its main purposes was to restrain the government, because they realized people would try to take rights away. It's just the nature of the human beast. And you go on any discussion board, any fair day of the week discussing a crime, and how many people do you have say, hang them right now? Why? They ought to be hung up by tomorrow morning. Due process? We know they're guilty. Hang them now. Well, that's reflected in a lot of leadership. It's not just the average guy on the street who is subject to those kind of emotional outbursts. So we always have had state governments that would try to violate people's rights, and I think we've gotten better in the last few years at restraining the state governments. And I think there was a nasty period when state governments violated rights quite regularly.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right. Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. You can find most, 2,100 plus other articles of his are at Ammoland.com. This is where we're pulling this stuff today. Let's talk about the non-violent felon Second Amendment case. Now, I guess the argument here is that if you commit a felony, but it's not a violent felony, they should keep their gun rights?
Well, this is a really interesting case because the person who was convicted here, he made a plea deal. In state law, it was welfare fraud in Pennsylvania, as I recall. And in state law, they call it a misdemeanor. And his name is Brian David Range. And he filled out an application for public assistance. He had three children. He wasn't making much money. So his wife filled out an application, and he signed it as well. He said, well, it's my job to read what's in it, so I'm responsible. And they understated his income. He wasn't making a lot of money, but they understated it a little bit. He was, I think, working for a company mowing lawns back in 1994. And so somebody caught it, and they said, this is welfare fraud. And they fined him $100 and $288 in costs, and he had to pay back $2,400 in some kind of welfare that he assistance that he was getting. And he said, I shouldn't have done it. It was wrong. And he's been a stellar citizen ever since. But because that particular crime is punishable at maximum of up to 5 years in prison, it becomes a felony under federal law. And federal law says if you've been convicted of a felony, you can't own guns. Your rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment are void. And he's an avid hunter. And he went to buy a rifle, and they turned him down. And he looked, he talked to the clerk at the gun store and said, hey, why have I been turned down? The clerk said, it must be a glitch in the system. He says, look, look, here's all the things you filled out on the form. You say you're not a felon, you're not this, you're not that. And then he looked at it and said, it has to be a mistake because I don't fit any of those categories. And so later on, his rifle, his wife bought him a rifle. And then later I tried to buy another gun, and he was turned down again. And he just couldn't figure it out. He started doing some research, and he found out that he was barred for life from exercising any Second Amendment-protected rights because he had been found guilty in this misdemeanor case, which was punishable by more than a year in jail. So they filed a lawsuit, and I believe they had help of the Second Amendment Foundation because Alan Gura and Michael Gottlieb are representing him.
Right.
And Gura has worked extensively with SAF, and I think Michael Gottlieb is the son of Alan Gottlieb, so I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't verified that. So that's why I'm pretty sure it's SAF related. But so they went to court, and they said, this is ridiculous. There's no way for him to regain a Second Amendment right. He didn't do anything violent. There is no constitutional, no historical record that says that nonviolent people should have their Second Amendment rights stripped from them. That wasn't done in the past. And this actually started, the case started long before Bruin. And then Bruin happened, and there, so that becomes another brick they can use to win this case. So this has gone to I think it's, Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And a three-judge panel found that there was historical precedent in certain ways. You know, the government forbids slaves from having guns. State governments did back before the Civil War, and there were statutes they found where Indians who were not considered citizens were banned from having guns, and they said, well, that's close enough. So if somebody committed a crime, they are not a law-abiding citizen by definition, therefore we can take their rights away. But they asked for what's called an en banc decision at the Third Circuit. That's when the whole court, which I think there's 14 judges there, and a majority of those 14 judges voted to hear the case en banc, which is by all 14 judges. And they said, you know, this three-judge panel had not come to the correct decision for whatever reason, and they are vacating the case, and they're starting afresh, and they're going to hear it again. And I think they wouldn't have done that if they weren't going to change the outcome. I mean, it's unusual to go to a case en banc if you're going to come up with the same result.
Right.
So I think in the Third Circuit, this en banc court will probably say there's no historical precedent to take away someone's fundamental rights for a minor offense like welfare fraud.
Right. Having the chokes.
Yeah, I just got over having a bug a couple days ago, and I think my throat's a little sore.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Hate when that happens. That's, I have buttons to control that, though.
I have that's buttons. Good. Yeah, I could work on that.
Yeah.
To find a button.
Yeah. I have buttons to control that. But, I mean, you know, that's the drama of live radio, Dean.
Yeah.
That's what happens with live radio. But anyway, you were saying.
So, that's what I think is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but the Third Circuit did hear the oral arguments. And They started on the 15th of February, so about a week ago. And, the case is going to go forward in the next few months. We should hear which of two theories they follow. The one theory is, well, anybody that violates the law disrespects the government, therefore their Second Amendment rights can be taken away because they're no longer a law-abiding citizen. Or the other one is what we would call the nonviolent or dangerous person theory, is that only people who have shown themselves to be dangerous to the public can have their Second Amendment rights taken away.
Right.
That you can't take away somebody's Second Amendment rights because they jaywalked or because they were caught speeding or maybe they switched lanes without signaling. So, if you go with the first theory, it essentially renders the Second Amendment almost void because you can always find something somebody violated some law somewhere. We've got so many laws on the book. I think it's impossible to wake up and go to the post office without violating a few of them.
Yep. So we're running out of time, and if things go the way I envision they go, you get to hear Dean again tomorrow. So that would be sort of cool. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. I hope that throat smooths itself out, just because nobody likes having a sore throat. And as for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.